This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm like completely hoarse. It was a very, very weird weekend. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the air quality was starting to get kind of bad because of all the wildfires. So what do? You go towards wildfires. So we decided to just go to California. And it was more so because of the heat. It wasn't so much the air quality. We knew the air quality was going to have issues in California, but we figured we'd just get to the ocean. Let's just take a beeline for the ocean. We could get there in 3 hours and 45 minutes from my house. And then we rented a boat, and then we were on the boat out in the water, all right, hoping that we would just completely cool off. Well, before we got to the boat, we had to get into a hotel, and we had to go and eat and things like that. And I've been in California now maybe 3-4 times since this whole COVID thing happened. And each time I go, it's starting to get worse. Now, I have a place in my heart for California because that's where I'm from. I was born in California. I might not have grown up there as long as I would have wanted to because I left when I was younger and then I went back for my last year of medical school and whatever. But I still feel like I'm part Californian, which is why I support the Dodgers and I support the Raiders and all that. You know, once you're from SoCal, it's really hard to kind of separate that. But every time I go back, it just gets weirder and weirder. And I don't know how the people are putting up with it. And so, you know, like one example is I have to pee a lot, you know, when we're on the road. And it's because, you know, it's hot and I get thirsty and I start getting a little car sick. So then I'll drink more water or tea or something like that. And I have to go to the bathroom. And every time I go to California, when we stop at a gas station, we're paying for gas. And we're dropping $30, $40, $50 for gas. Bathroom's closed. Every single gas station I went to, the bathrooms are closed. No one's letting you pee. Okay, now if you really want to riot, if you really want to get people mad, okay, force them to pee outside in a parking lot or pee on each other or pee in front of each other, people get angry. So I found a place to pee, but every single time, I mean, really, we're spending money at your gas station, but either everybody is having some weird plumbing issue, I don't know, just like today, we're seeing Canvas and Zoom issues across the country. You know, apparently in California, every weekend, there must be having plumbing issues because I don't know why the toilets are out of service. And then, in terms of weather, it was just so hot. And there's a drought. And they have, what, over 500 mini wildfires going on right now? In fact, I don't know if you heard that one of the firefighters who was fighting one of the fires, somebody loots his car, steals his wallet, empties his bank account while he's fighting the California wildfires. You know, so you start looking at some of the people. You know, Californians are supposed to have like a resilience like New Yorkers. Okay, New Yorkers don't mess around. They're going to protect their city. You mess with one New Yorker, you mess with all of us. California used to be like that. And I'm not seeing that. You know, I had to run into a bathroom and I didn't have the mask on. And somebody starts to get mad at me and they're like, oh, where's your mask? I was like, oh my gosh, you don't understand. I'm a doctor. I've worn masks my whole life. I'll go run and get a mask. And so I don't know if you guys do this, but in my family, we share masks. We shouldn't. But we're always like in a jam going, I need another mask. So one of my sons likes to, like, when he has it on, suck on the mask. So I grabbed whatever mask I could. It was wet. It was like disgusting. So now I have this wet mask so I could run or pee. But I'm like, okay, guys, you know, I mean, I, where is all this animosity coming from? Where is all this, you know, get back? And every time I'm in California, somebody yells at me to get back because, you know, I'm trying to read something or I'm getting, and I mean, you know, people coalesce and, you know, staying 6 feet and trying to keep this radius and it's hot and it's muggy and you need to pee and all that. You would just think people would be a little nicer. Now, in terms of economy, it was scary, scary empty. So we went to Long Beach because we were able to rent a boat out of Long Beach. And Long Beach is usually pretty happening, right? It's pretty lit. And it was like we are talking dead, except for restaurants. Now, restaurants had long, long lines. Why? Because you couldn't eat inside. In California, you still have to eat outside. You can't eat inside. So you have all this square footage in the restaurant that's completely closed off, and then you have these restaurants trying to do makeshift dining areas out in a parking lot or on a sidewalk. And so here we are. We're hot. It's exhausting. We got off the boat. We tried to find some lunch somewhere because the kids ate all the snacks already. And you're forced to sit outside in the sun. I mean, it wasn't even a fun meal. And the restaurants are even telling you, don't stay here past 90 minutes. You know, eat and leave because we need other people to come in and we need to seat people. And you just kind of see what everybody's doing, and they're just falling all over each other under these superficial, arbitrary rules. In fact, when we're driving back, there was a sign that says Gavin Newsom sucks. I mean, it was just written on the road. It was like on one of the signs. And I get nervous when I see that hostility. You know, I'm not saying everybody has to be in love with their governor, but man, people are ticked. They're just ticked, and their masks are wet. I can't stand being in a wet mask. So I don't know how much longer California is going to deal with this. I mean, you saw crowds of people not social distancing, usually the young ones. The young ones are like, we're over this. You saw crowds of young people without masks trying to get into a restaurant, trying to get some alcohol. And so that's what you're now having. You're now having all this, this outside sort of conversion and groups of people. So they're technically outside the restaurant. Now, the restaurant waiters and, you know, food servers were saying, gosh, people are rude. Because I'm like, you know, how you guys hold it up? Like, people are rude. They won't separate. They won't social distance. We'll get closed down if they stand around like this. Though they're standing around like this because there was just a little bit of shade. All right, there was this little awning of shade, so everybody was kind of crowding around that, trying to drink a beer outside in 110-degree weather in California. So, you know, when you look at the drought, when you look at the fires, when you look at people looting firefighters, when you look at, you know, convention areas like where Long Beach is completely dead, when you see beaches empty, when you see young people say, to heck with this, we're going to just coalesce. And it's funny because after midnight, that's when a lot of the young people came out. And that's when they were like, you know, kind of doing their thing. You could smell all the pot and all that. But it's just that's just not the California I remember. The California I remember is people were happy. People were like, you know, chill, dude. People were, maybe that's it. Maybe people aren't getting their marijuana like they did, or maybe people can't buy their marijuana. But it's just, California is not going to still be California the way I remember it. I know it's changed, but they got to do something because it's falling apart. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Eli Lilly and Company. Eli Lilly and Company is committed to supporting those living with diabetes and recognizes the importance of having access to insulin. In response to the COVID-19 crisis, Lilly has expanded its insulin access options for those needing extra help. If you have commercial insurance or no insurance, the Lilly Insulin Value Program allows you to fill your monthly prescription of Lilly insulin for $35. Additionally, for individuals enrolled in government insurance programs, such as Medicare Part D, Lilly has made 3 insulin options available at half the list price. All of these resources are available through the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. If you need support or would like additional information, please visit insulinaffordability.com or call the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center at 833-808-1234. Representatives can help determine whether the Lilly Insulin Value Program, an insulin with a lower list price, or another option is the best financial choice. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. 877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so listen, I, you know, being a physician and being board certified and all that, my job is to educate people, educate patients, all right? My job is also to kind of calm people down. I understand that when people panic, like apparently there's an asteroid that's supposed to be coming near the Earth near Election Day. Did you guys hear about that? There's an asteroid the size of a refrigerator that's supposed to be heading towards the Earth. I think there's a 0.041 chance it would hit us, which is kind of a larger chance than most of the time, but there's a good chance it's going to miss us. I don't know why it's the size of a refrigerator. Maybe it's because of certain food shortages. Maybe, who knows? I don't know. That's how God has given us food. But size of refrigerator asteroid supposed to be coming, and you don't want people to panic, because what happens when people panic? People panic, they loot, they go after each other, they start having sex with random people, and, you know, we want everybody to kind of chill, because whenever there is a crisis, sometimes we just have to have a level head. But one thing that has bothered me this whole time is the, you know, lack of accuracy of many of these COVID tests, these stories, and I mean, I really don't, you know, have reason to disbelieve people who would tell me, look, Dr. Dahlia, I swear I didn't get the test. There's no, you know, you could check my nose. There's no evidence of anybody swabbing me, and I have a positive test. How the hell did this happen? You know, so we've known that there's been issues. You know, right now, the total number of cases, they say, of coronavirus cases is 23.6 million. They say 814,000 people have died. And many of us are still asking, all right, how many of those were also flu deaths? How many of those were heart attack deaths? How many of them were pneumonia deaths? Were these deaths COVID caused, or was it COVID incidentally? Well, while we've been begging for answers, there's other entities that are trying to get back to work, i.e. the NFL. And the NFL, okay, they don't mess around. Okay, the NFL has been losing bank. They are losing so much money. One, because, you know, of the decisions they're making with the national anthem and all that, and, you know, they should never be involved in politics. The NFL should not be involved in politics. There's a lot of ways to protest, you know, things. It's, you know, but, you know, once they, you know, targeted the national anthem under Colin Kaepernick, you have a problem. But not only that, it's COVID that's caused the NFL to lose millions, if not billions, of dollars. You don't have fans. You don't have preseason. You don't have people betting on games. You don't have people, you know, buying gear and buying food and beer and things like that. So, you know, the NFL has been having issues. So they're right now, and I keep describing that plane in Die Hard 2 where the planes had to land, whether they had the lights, or the runway lights or not. The NFL has to go for it. So, but they also have the restrictions. So you got to prove that everybody's COVID negative. So they tested their players. They tested individuals within the NFL and had 77 positives. All right. So you're like, okay, well, those people have to sit out, like Matt Stafford from the Lions. He was told he was positive, so he had to sit out the beginning of the season. And then apparently they used another lab in New Jersey. And I think they even did a third test. And they found not one false positive or 50% of them false positive, but all 77 tests were false. So all those people in the NFL that supposedly tested positive are all negative. Now, I could see how there'd be conspiracies on both sides. You know, somebody might be thinking, okay, well, you know what, maybe they're just saying it. You know, they know that if they have any positive people, it's going to ruin the season, so they're just telling everybody, look, guys, we're negative. Don't listen to that first report. Or what I believe is we have some major issues with our testing. How do you have 100% false positives? That just screws up, you know, any sensitivity, specificity ratings that test. I don't even know who the company is. They might want to divulge that, because how do you mess up that many times? Matt Stafford's test was false. Remember, the wife had said, you guys turned our whole lives upside down with a false positive COVID test. Because when somebody's positive, now you got mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, kids, wife, everybody has to now be in isolation. And that was never the case. So, you know, the NFL, they have a lot of, you know, I understand their secondary gain. I mean, the NFL has their season starting September 10th. They stopped preseason. Preseason games, yeah, they're not that exciting, but it starts warming you up. And there's still money to be made during preseason. But first game is, what is it? Is it the Texans and the, no, who is it? I don't know who's playing. No, it's not the Niners or the Chiefs, I don't think. I think it's September 10th is Texas and Colts. I have to double check. I forget the schedule. But they're supposed to be getting ready for September 10th. And so they're doing what they're doing. They're testing. They're keeping everybody, you know, separate. I don't know if you've seen some of the video footage from Allegiant Stadium. But you see the Raiders right on the football field, you know, 6 to 10 feet apart from each other. So I don't know how they're practicing. Probably off camera. So like, all right, guys, let's just do what we need to do. I don't know if you guys saw the hockey game last night with the Golden Knights. Golden Knights just kicked the Canucks. But, by the way, Canadian Canuck Canuck is like a derogatory term for Canadians. I don't know why the Canadian team, or, you know, it might be like, you know, Brit, like, you know, like British, but a lot of British people don't like being called Brits. So I don't know how long that name's going to last. But the Golden Knights played a great game, but there was a fight. And when there was a fight, everybody was up at each other, no masks, you know. So, I think sports is going to have a get-out-of-jail-free card. They're going to have a pass when it comes to the social distancing. Because, I mean, you can't tackle somebody and, you know, keep social distancing. I mean, you can't be at the line of scrimmage and try to keep social distancing. It's not going to happen. So, you know, these sports teams are trying to do their best. And when we find out that the accuracy is that bad, that messed up, we have a problem. Now, more controversy with coronavirus. President Donald Trump yesterday had reversed the original ruling of we're supposed to hold off using convalescent plasma to no. We're allowed to use convalescent plasma to treat people. Now, where is this convalescent plasma coming from? Well, somebody had COVID. They had COVID antibodies. Whether they were sick with COVID or not, if they have COVID antibodies, we could give those antibodies to people that have COVID and try to fight the disease. And originally, we heard some really good data on that. We heard some great data on that. And now, all of a sudden, there's not enough evidence, so we can't support it. Now, why? Is it because somebody sued? Is it because somebody, you know, picked up, I don't know, some infectious disease by somebody else's plasma? So I'm not exactly sure what the reasoning is behind that original ruling. But Donald Trump yesterday kind of kicking off the Republican National Convention with this, no, you guys can go ahead and do the convalescent plasma. Interesting how the president's getting so involved now in medicine. But, you know, we have a tried and true sort of treatment that might help people, just like with hydroxychloroquine, and it starts to become politicized. And, you know, I helped create National Blood Donation Week. We got National Blood Donation Week coming up because we want to help out our blood banks and we want to help out our medical centers. Well, one thing that helped try to stave off some of the blood drought this summer was the suggestion that the blood banks are going to give you your antibody test results if you donate, because if so, you might be somebody that could donate plasma. So I ran and donated again. I donate about 3-4 times a year, but I was like, gosh, I hope I have COVID antibodies so then I could give my plasma. And I didn't have COVID antibodies. Looks like I'm still a virgin with that. But people were coming in to donate blood. We still need that. So when the ruling last week said, nah, we're going to halt on that, well, then people are like, well, then why am I donating? Well, you need to donate blood because we need blood anyway. Not only do we need plasma for people with COVID, but we need blood for people with anemia or car accidents or whatever. You know, people are on the roads. They're still getting into accidents. There's still bad things happening. People getting shot. So I think we are, in August 2020, more confused and more behind the curve than we ever were with this COVID. Yeah, we're hearing there's maybe a vaccine in Russia that Putin used on his daughter. We hear that we're definitely going to have some sort of a vaccine by the fall. We have all these pharmaceutical companies racing to get it. But still, as of today, if anybody asks me, all right, you know, what the hell is going on, I can't tell them. And we really, before we even have any future conversations about COVID, we need some accurate numbers. And I know people think, oh, you know, it's just people on the right and the conservatives who are trying to poo-poo the numbers. No, there's liberals also that would really like to know how many of these deaths or how many of these illnesses are really COVID. And if it's not, let's say, flu or heart attack or stroke or pneumonia or whatever, how many of these positive cases that we're hearing, these, what, 26 million, were done by tests from that same company that screwed up the NFL? All 77 negative? Something's so messed up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard is set to arrive in Kenosha County, Wisconsin after 3 o'clock Central Time to aid local authorities after riots and looting broke out overnight following an officer-involved shooting of a black man. President Trump speaks at the Republican National Convention in Charlotte after officially securing the GOP nomination.
This base doesn't like Joe Biden. They don't like Joe Biden.
That's right.
I think we're going to get a lot of votes. We did last time. People were surprised. Sure. Primarily because of trade. Because I know how other countries take advantage of us, and I understand that. And that's something that Bernie Sanders people really feel, because I understand trade. I've done USMCA now. I got rid of NAFTA, the world's worst.
And Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is continuing to testify before Congress. And you're listening to USA Radio News. 69% of respondents in a Harris survey say they'd support a priority system for distributing a coronavirus vaccine within the United States, while 31% say they'd prefer a first-come, first-served approach. But 66% of Americans say that if the United States develops a vaccine, it should be made only available abroad after all U.S. orders have been filled. Scott Peterson, who was found guilty of killing his pregnant wife in 2002, has appealed his death sentence conviction and is expected to learn a decision regarding a new trial. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams on why Peterson believes he should get a new trial.
The defense has argued that prosecutors should not have been able to admit into evidence dog scent evidence, tracking evidence, because they say it's unreliable. And it shouldn't have been admitted in the context of the case.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Kim Jong-un is back in the news again, and he is rumored to be in a coma again. A former aide to late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung reports the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is believed to be in a coma. Now, if you remember, last week they promoted Kim Yo-jong, his younger sister, by about a year or so. They promoted her to second-in-command last week. Now, the aide to the former South Korean president, his name is Chang Song-min, he states a complete succession structure has not been formed, so Kim Yo-jong is being brought to the fore, as the vacuum cannot be maintained for a prolonged period. Now, North Korea might be unveiling some new policies aimed at the United States and South Korea next year at a January Congress of the Korean Workers' Party, according to the Institute for National Security Strategy in Seoul. But people are kind of wondering, is Kim Jong-un still around? Are these photos of the North Korean leader fake? So back in April, if you remember, a vice director of KHKS-TV, Hong Kong Satellite Television, so a reporter, actually a director of a media outlet, told her 15 million followers on Weibo, which is kind of our Twitter equivalent, that Kim Jong-un died and that his death claim was backed by a very solid source. So we were told he was dead back in April, and that his sister was running things. But then you saw these images of him that were, around, visiting, touring plants and looking all happy and sitting behind a microphone. But you didn't see anybody else in the background wearing the masks or doing the social distancing or whatever that would have been if North Korea was doing what all the other countries were doing now for COVID. So people were saying that these pictures of Kim Jong-un were old, that they were pre-April. Now, earlier in the spring, the Hyundai Weekly stated that Kim Jong-un had been humanized as a plant, meaning put into a coma state, after undergoing a cardiac stent procedure. They believe that his obesity caused complications to occur during the procedure, which usually is easily executed by trained professionals, and I think he had a cardiac stent. And they had said prior in the spring that he was in grave danger after undergoing an undisclosed cardiovascular procedure. So there's all these reports going out that he had something going on with his heart in the spring. He was in a coma, or he was in a vegetative state, and that his sister was in charge. But then, with COVID continuing and, North Korea releasing some pictures and stuff, people just kind of believed it, and they were like, all right, well, he's fine. I guess they were only rumors. Yet we're still being told, don't believe it, right, that it's false. So South Korean analysts said the photos of Kim Jong-un issued after April 11th are fake. And North Korea is supposed to be making statements at the 8th Party Congress of January 2021 at the Central Committee meeting. And supposed to include something on their policy with South Korea, foreign policy, etc. So Chang Song-min, who is the aide, told local news service Kuki News, it's K-U-K-I News, that all recent images of the North Korean leader are false and being used to cover up illness. He said North Korean First Lady Ri Sol-ju has not appeared in public for 120 days. And they believe the top North Korean official, Cho Rong-hae, is in control. So I don't really know what that means. Personally, I've kind of enjoyed the North Korea laying low. I didn't want to hear about nuclear testing, and I didn't want to, see threats, and, Trump was calling him Rocket Man. So I kind of like to let sleeping dogs lie, but if something else is brewing, and in this cloak of secrecy, you also have the theory of keep your friends closer, your enemies closer. So I don't know what's going on, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is still battling whatever he's battling, or if he died and they're covering it up. I just wouldn't be surprised. And I also wouldn't be surprised, since it's 2020, that we have asteroids near us. So NASA says a refrigerator-sized asteroid is heading towards the Earth one day before the November election. Well, if that's one way to stop Trump getting elected, I would definitely see people consider doing anything. Gosh, people are so desperate to not let Trump get reelected. Anyway, this asteroid has a very slim chance. It's small. It's called the 2018 VP1. They believe it would burn off if it did get into our atmosphere. It's really tiny. There's a 0.41% likelihood of entering the Earth's atmosphere. And celestial objects that size usually burn up anyway before they reach the ground. But if it did hit us, it's about 2 meters long, 6.5 feet. It could cause destruction. Any sort of, force that hits the Earth and breaks up the dust and it's still big enough to cause some damage. I don't think it's big enough to cause, the whole world to fall apart. Now, this 2018 VP1 has had a few close encounters with the Earth before, dating back to 1970. Then, it did a flyby in November 2018. So it is due back because it has a two-year orbit around the sun. And so it's due to come within 4,800 to 260,000 miles of our atmosphere. For reference, the International Space Station sits about 254 miles from above the planet. So people are like, oh no, is it going to hit the space station? They don't think so. Now, a refrigerator-sized asteroid is kind of tiny. So the fact that NASA would be able to pick this up, good for them. They say one dubbed 2020's QG passed about 1,800 miles above the Indian Ocean last week. That was the closest such encounter on record. They said NASA didn't even see it coming. It was so small. So, again, my only frame of reference is Armageddon and what Bruce Willis taught us. So I don't know much about what size we have to worry. My guess is a refrigerator size is bad, but not as bad as something that could be about like a mile in length. If it's like a mile in length, I think that could do some pretty bad damage. But I'm just pulling that out of my retroperitoneum. So in 2005, NASA was directed by Congress to discover 90% of potentially dangerous asteroids larger than 459 feet in size by the end of 2020. Which is kind of a huge order to do. And I guess that's what they've been doing. So they say there's typically only a short window. Typically only a short window of a couple days before or after close approach when this small of an asteroid is close enough to Earth to be bright enough, but not so close that it moves too fast in the sky to be detected by a telescope. So a lot of people are worried, well, it's 2020. 2020 is not letting up. This is just the norm for 2020. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I just don't want to test the waters. As far as I'm concerned, if there is supposed to be like an asteroid god or, you know, I don't know, whatever, I'll pray to it. Listen, you know, I pray to my Lord, but I mean, whatever sort of dance we need to do, right, to make sure the asteroid doesn't hit us, I'm for. Now, we are in peak hurricane season, and we have Marco and Laura threatening the Gulf. Marco is luckily weakening. Marco had been, I think, going across the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, headed towards the Gulf, and luckily, rather than gaining steam in the Gulf, it started to weaken. So Marco is now downgraded to a tropical storm. But it's still in the path of Laura. Tropical storm Laura is forecasted to strengthen into a hurricane before it makes landfall. Both storms were previously predicted to strike the Louisiana coast as hurricanes within miles of each other and a 48-hour period. This is an event that I don't think we have seen for decades. But Marco is facing unfavorable conditions that makes it unlikely to return to hurricane strength. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It will hit Louisiana, but the storm might fizzle out and, you know, might dump a bunch of rain, but not to the degree of a hurricane. Tropical storm Laura has already been deadly in the Dominican Republic, is getting stronger in the warm waters of the Caribbean, is going to become a hurricane by tomorrow, might reach Louisiana as a Category 2. Hopefully not like the Category, you know, 3 to 5 that Katrina did. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we do have some good news on the coronavirus front. We're seeing death rates start to go down. In many states, their case numbers are going down. And, you know, I don't know if COVID's going to go away completely, but we're seeing some good news. What, however, I'm not seeing much of a change is people's perception of COVID, people's fear of being around others, people yelling at each other for not wearing a mask and accosting them in a Walmart. And so some medical experts have been weighing in various countries. One in Australia this week, a couple weeks ago with somebody else, I believe in America, saying, guys, I don't think the handshakes are coming back. I think we're just going to be doing elbow bumps when you greet somebody. They also say hugs are going to be out. See, I love hugs. I'm a hugger. I don't like kissing people on the mouth because a lot of people are like, oh, good to see them. They kiss you on the mouth. I'm like, don't kiss me on the mouth. I really don't want you by my mouth. So I don't like that when strangers or people come. I don't like kisses. I don't, you know, oh, yeah, oh, my God, I haven't seen you so long. Maybe on the cheek, but then sometimes it's wet and you got to wipe it off. But I'm good with hugs because it's dry. A hug is dry, right? You're not really swapping saliva, things like that. You're not touching their hands. See, when you shake a hand, I'm not a big handshaker because a lot of people sweat. And I don't want to get their sweat on my hand, and I don't want to look like I'm washing it off afterwards. But as a doctor, we wash our hands all the time. We're always sanitizing. So, you know, if we are kind of concerned about any sort of bodily fluids, we deal with it because in medical office, you're surrounded by soap, water, and sanitizer. But, you know, in the outside setting, I noticed I just am not a big handshaker. It just wasn't a part of my nature. My family, we just really weren't that touchy, you know, but a hug to me works if I know the person. If it's a stranger, it's kind of hard. And, you know, while everybody's kind of debating on, you know, oh, okay, well, are we going to handshake again and all that? And you might think this is kind of frivolous or a fluff piece. I don't, because I'm looking at what restaurants are doing. I'm looking at what salons are doing. I'm looking at what the banks are doing and all that. If we don't go back to normal, we're in trouble. And I don't think we're ever going to go back to normal. So if these restaurants and these entertainment venues or whatever, you know, have to keep social distancing because people don't really want a handshake anymore, or they don't want to greet, or they want to just kind of, you know, once you elbow somebody as a greeting, you're already kind of thinking to yourself that I need to stay away from that person because they have germs. This is beyond COVID, because there were things that existed before COVID. We had flu. We had colds. We have hepatitis. We have tuberculosis. We have HIV. We have herpes. And even though we're not supposed to be getting any of those by handshakes, you know, people are just like COVID. You know, you're really not supposed to get COVID by a handshake, but you could. You get it on your hand, and then if you, I don't know, touch your, I don't know. So, yeah, technically touching something could get it, but that's not the main way we're getting COVID. So if we decide collectively that society is done with the handshake, that they're done with the hugs, right, are they going to be done with masks? Are they going to be done with social distancing? And we talked about this in terms of the economy, in terms of these companies and these, you know, restaurants. Everybody, I talk to everybody, because every time I go into a restaurant or a store, I'm like, how you guys holding up? How you guys holding up? They're like, hopefully that vaccine comes soon and we go back to normal. And we go back to normal. And I hate to say it, but I don't think we're ever going back to normal. Those of us who really didn't like germs to begin with and tried to stay away from people who were coughing and sneezing and were called hypochondriacs or OCD, you know, now that's the normal sort of societal, you know, opinion towards being around other people and germs. And, you know, even if COVID starts to die off, which we're hoping, I don't really see people want to be around other people or want to stop with the mask. People love it that other people are masks. I'm hearing more people for masks than against now. It was different. At first when the masks came out, the mask mandates, everybody was yelling and complaining. But people kind of start to like it. They're like, well, you know what? I haven't gotten a cold recently. I haven't gotten COVID recently. I'm kind of liking this. I'm kind of liking going to a restaurant and kind of having the whole patio to myself or that whole area to myself. You know, I like going to a store, not having to stand right next to somebody and somebody grabbing my butt or whatever. So people are starting to like this, which kind of, you know, when you kind of look at sociology and, you know, I don't know how many of you have studied that, but when you don't have the cohesion, you know, like church and like school and, you know, people grouping up and coming together as a tribe, and they start to be septated and more every man for themselves, you start to see society crumble. And so I am a little nervous about this. Now, the CDC has started to ease up some rules. The CDC has dropped that 14-day self-quarantine if you traveled out of the country or out of state. So if all you did was travel and you weren't exposed, you don't have to come back to the United States and do a 14-day quarantine. Some of you were like, did we have to do that? Yeah. Anybody that was going to be going out of the country, you know, this summer on vacation or whatever, they were going to have to come back and then quarantine for 14 days before they go and do their job. CDC stopped all that. Unless, of course, you were exposed. If you were exposed to somebody, you know, if you did go to Italy and you were exposed to somebody with COVID, then yeah, you do need to come back and quarantine. But if all you did was go, you know, you saw the Coliseum, you came back home, you didn't run into anybody with COVID, how the hell would you know? You don't necessarily have to quarantine. So we're going to see, especially depending on who the president is, if it's Trump, you're going to see a lot of the guidelines start to ease up. Guys, we could go and do this. We could do this again. We could do this again. We could start having sports again. But you do have a huge population that really doesn't want us to go back to the way it was. There are people out there that really don't want to go back to work. And I'm not criticizing them, but, you know, you've been out of work so long, it's kind of hard to get back in. I'm a workaholic. So me, I've been working this whole time. I'm going to continue to work. I cannot wait to continue to work. Get out of my way. Let me work. I'll do a double shift. I love to work. But other people, they're like, look, you know, I didn't like being coughed on. I didn't like getting sick. I didn't like being yelled at by my boss. You know, if there's a way to kind of extend this, they like it. They, you know, they want it extended. And I don't blame them entirely because I get how it's scary. I'm not scared because I'm a physician and I understand microbiology and I'm, you know, still overwhelmed by, I'm humbled by, you know, what it can do. But I also understand that we have a resilience and we need to be around microbes to become stronger. But for the average person out there, it's really scary what's going on right now. And I'm more scared about the economy. I'm more scared about what's happening to California. I'm more scared about how people are treating other people. That's where I've always been more afraid of people than the virus. I just don't trust people, and I don't like where it's going. I'm afraid that, you know, the kids aren't really going to learn the way they need to learn. I don't know if you heard, Canvas, I guess, crashed in multiple places throughout the country, Zoom. So people are having trouble. There's just too many people on the servers. Do we have enough bandwidth? I don't even understand how internet works. And, you know, we have everybody relying on it. You start to have millions and millions of kids relying on this. You know, what happens when it slows down the internet? What happens if there's power outages? What happens if an asteroid hits and we lose power? Yeah, I talked to you guys last week about how in my neck of the woods, our power company asked us that if we did have a car that you need to charge, don't do it between 2 and 9 p.m. So, if randomly, you know, state officials can start telling you to not use your electric car or to not charge it or use electricity, that scares me because right now we're moving all our work and we're moving all our school to online. I mean, we are at the mercy of a computer. And I'm not saying it's going to be like Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead, but I get really, really nervous that we have all this reliance on power, and there's power outages all the time. I mean, look what's going on in California. They're having rolling power outages because of the fires and they want to prevent over surges and things like that. So I don't know if that's the smartest thing. I don't think we should be as dependent on computers as we are. So if the handshake is gone and the hug is gone and social distancing is here to stay, prices are going up because restaurants can't afford to have low volume and to be doing all these these non-recyclable paper menus and PPE and all sorts of stuff. 1-877-5.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.